Just to continue for the last half hour of the class today.
现在最后的半小时的课程。
I'll go through this really quickly because there's another concept we did on Sunday, which I need to review, and we can come back and do these other ones later.
我们还要再来复习另外一个概念是礼拜天讲过的。
Okay, but so just quickly run through the slideshow again. These are all different areas where Satan introduces what we call cosmic thinking into the world. Categories, I guess, of false beliefs in which Satan can confuse the people of the world.
好，就是撒旦呢，他用了不同的概念，好，来让大家对这个神的一些思考是完全混淆的。
And we just, before the break, we had the example of what we call like atheism. Atheism means the belief that God doesn't exist.We saw how Satan can promote that.
像第一个就是无神论的概念，哈，无神论的概念就是撒旦要来让我们搞混淆的，让我们不相信神的存在。
Okay, and then we see how Satan uses religion to deceive people.
你也看到这个撒旦用一些不同的宗教来欺骗人。
Even within the church.
甚至在教会里他都可以用这样的方法。
See, promoting things like emotionalism, where people have an overreaction with their emotions rather than focusing on doctrine.
然后因为撒旦他会用一种所谓的以情感为重好的这种方式让大家不去用理性而用感性超越理性的这种方法来让大家混淆。
Or convincing people that miracles are part of the spiritual life.
哦，他也可以在教会里面去强调这个奇迹是比属灵生活更重要。
On the slide here as well, we had this immoral degeneracy. So Satan promotes things telling people you can be a free agent. And if you want to smoke drugs or if you want to have sex outside of marriage, you do that. That's fun and that's okay.
另外就是道德堕落，撒旦也来这种特别的这个推广不道德的状态。
And this appeals especially to the atheists, because the atheists have no standards. They think, well, there's no God, so I can do whatever I want.
而且这样子的这种就是道德堕落的推动方式，常常是对这个无神论者特别有用，因为无神论者他不认识神，所以他就变成对他的行为没有任何的标准。
But actually, even for some Christians, once they understand the concept, once saved, always saved, they can never lose their salvation, then think, oh wow, now I can go and have fun.
那这个道德堕落的这个概念呢，方法呢，它也会有效的用在一些基督徒身上，因为有些基督徒想说，哦，只要我一旦得救，终身得救，永远得救。那他就想说，那我只要信了耶稣基督，我就做什么坏事都没关系了。
And that's true that you never lose your salvation.
那是没错，你真的是不会失去你的救恩。
But that fun will quickly turn to misery once you realize that God is going to have to punish you for your bad behavior.
但是你如果真的是做了堕落的事情，神是要来处罚你的。它 会有后续的后果的。
Okay, and it could actually get all the way up to the sin unto death, and then you die the sin unto death, you go to heaven, but your life is wasted.
这样子的 这种处罚是一直可能到你死的过程中都一直可以处罚你，你都要遭受苦难。那所以呢，也许没错，最终你的确到了天堂。但是你浪费了你这个人生的一辈子。
Remember, your real purpose in life is to become a witness in the angelic appeal trial.
不要忘记，你的之所以有你这一个人的人生，是因为你要作为天上法庭的见证人。
Okay, and you can't be a witness if you're involved in either of these two categories we have on the board, the moral degeneracy or the immoral degeneracy. Whichever one you're involved in here, you cannot grow to spiritual maturity.
所以如果你不是经由你如果发生了道德主义的堕落或者是道德败坏带来的堕落这两者都让你没有办法在属灵上面成熟。
Okay. Now remember immoral degeneracy, and just give a basic example, like you can talk about drunkenness. The sin nature has a tendency to do that, but Satan promotes it in the world to say, it's fine, it's okay, it's good, it's not a problem. That's where the evil comes in.
好其实呢我们来讲这个所谓 道德败坏 的一个堕落、啊、就像喝酒好了。一个喝酒的人，他如果是就是经常性的酒醉的人，他上面是败坏的。
Okay, so, you know, but Satan will promote that. It's not a problem.
而撒旦却会推广说喝醉酒不是个问题。
Hollywood is really good for that. You've seen these Hollywood movies, the actors and actresses, they're going out getting drunk, taking drugs, having sex, having a great time.
然后呢，就像那些好莱坞的很多电影里面啊，啊，都在宣传说喝酒、吃药、性滥交、
yeah.
是让你很快乐。
And living this very glamorous life.
然后让你的这个生活非常的绚烂。
Satan is using these people and this whole industry to promote this fun. You can have fun.
而撒旦呢，就会去用这些明星们以及这整个电影工业们来让所有的人以为生命是来追求这种愉快的、这种有趣的快乐的。
Now, in real life, we see these people just following their sin nature. They're just doing what their sin nature wants them to do.
然后呢，这些人呢，就因此就以为他可以随着他的罪性去做他任何想做的事。
But again, if it's promoted as something that's fine, it's okay, it's a normal part of society, that's the evil.
而这个撒旦他却把这样子这种顺着罪性的这种行为当作是很 OK 很正常很一般大家都可以做的事情来宣传给我们。
Okay, just quickly moving through the other ones we had superstitions, superstitious beliefs and practices.
然后还有迷信信仰相关的活动。
We talk about astrology, so that's trying to seek advice from the stars, or we're looking to witchcraft or even numbers to try to determine good luck.
还有比如说一些这个星座学啦数字学啦什么幸运数字学啊。
A lot of people like to look for luck, or they look to people that can tell them the future.
因为很多人呢都喜欢要去寻找什么样可以有幸运。或者是希望有人可以告诉他的未来。
God tells us we have to live day by day.
但是上帝是教导我们要每天一天一天的好好活。
Count your blessings day by day.
你要数算你的日子一天一天的过。
And today has enough problems of its own, let tomorrow worry about itself.
今天已经有今天该要处理的问题了，明天的事让明天再来想。
God gives you your blessings and he even gives you your problems for today, but he also gives you the solution day by day.
上帝给你今天的问题让你要处理，但而且你也今天就可以把它处理完，所以是一天一天的过。
Now, of course, that doesn't mean you should not plan for tomorrow. You need to make plans for your future.
这不代表说你不该为你的未来做计划。
You need to have firm goals and you have commitments, things that you have to have in your future.
你一样，你要对未来要有目标，然后你要能够下承诺。
But you don't need to know what's in the future.
你不需要知道在未来会怎么样。
Yeah, you don't need to go to a fortune teller and happen next month or next year or, you know, what's going to happen in my life.
你不需要去问一个这个算命的说哦下个月会怎么样明年会怎么样哦我人生未来会怎么样。
I can make a prophecy of what's going to happen exactly 10 years from now today. So that'll be the 21st of April 2030. I know exactly what's going to happen in your lives.
You?
Yeah, I do.
Ting 说他可以完全告诉你十年后的今天2030年的4月21号。
I know.
将会你的生命将会怎么样
Assuming you're still alive. And this is assuming you're still on the earth.
这个假设这个预言呢是假设你还活着而且还在这个地球上。
Oh, actually, even if you're dead, it doesn't matter.
即使你死了也无所谓。
I know that God is going to provide perfectly for you.
他知道神会为你准备完美的计划。
And I know that if you've been learning doctrine, you're going to be very happy and you're going to have solutions to your problems.
他知道只要你认真的读经研究经 圣经，你就会知道如何解决你生命中所有的问题。
But God is like that every day. Every day, His provision is perfect. His protection is perfect.
因为神他每天给你的所有的保障都是一样的。
When I had been engaged to Oi, we said we're going to get engaged, but we didn't know what day we're going to get married.
当Tim 跟 Oi 他们在他们订婚。以后还那时候他们还不知道什么时候要结婚的时候。
And I was a fairly new Christian at the time, and part of the Thai culture was that you usually have to go to these fortune tellers to tell you what's the best day to get married.
然后呢，他那时候还是一个很新的基督徒。那按照泰国人的这个习惯，结婚一定要去问那些算命的说什么时候是最好的日子可以结婚。
Yeah, and that's what the Buddhists always do. If they're going to get married, they have to go to the monk or somebody and say, what's the good day to get married? And they'll do something with the cards or they'll find out, say, this is the best day.
就像大部分的佛教的都会跑到庙里去问那些和尚大师说，哎，他们就会用一些卡片啊，那个去抽算哪一天是最适合你结婚的日子。
And so when we were trying to make a date, I went to this friend of mine. He was a pastor of a church, and I said, "Well, you know, what's the best day that we should get married?"
然后就 Tim 就跑去了一个教会的牧师，问那个牧师说，是哪一天会是最好的结婚的日子。
And this pastor said to me, he said, "Tim, look, you know, God makes every day perfect. So whatever day you get married, that's the best day."
然后呢，那个牧师就跟他说 ，Tim。上帝让每一天都成为最好的一天，所以你怎么选都会是最好的一天。
Yeah. So we just chose the day that was most convenient for everybody, and that's the day we got married.
然后他们就选了那个某一天是对大家来讲最方便的一天，
and、
所以就那一天就是结婚日。
And it must have been a good day because we've been married for 20 years now, and we're still together. So.
那他说，那绝对是一个很好的一天，因为明显的他们已经结婚二十年，还在快快乐乐的生活。
Actually, I say we're still together. We're not because we're separated because of this virus, this damn virus thing. But
但其实现在欧也是在泰国，因为他们被这个病毒给疫情给拆散了。
Yeah, but anyway, and God's plan every day is perfect.
所以上帝所计划的每一天都是完美的。
Okay, and I mentioned this guy here. Remember, this very happy-looking yogi guy talking about the second coming of Christ.
然后这一位老兄呢，这个大师呢是有名的瑜伽大师。他左边的那一本书上面写的说，基督再来。
But he's not teaching about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
他其实在教的不是说哦，耶稣自己本身会再来。
He's saying if you have the right kind of thinking and you do the right kind of yoga and the right kind of meditations, Jesus will be created inside of you.
这个瑜伽大师就说，如果你的思维正确，然后你有很正确的这个静坐啊等等的话，然后你整个生活的方式啊都对的话，这个你可以活出一个基督的样。
And this is evil.
这个说法呢，基本上是一个非常邪恶的说法。
And I was one of his followers, but this man has tens of thousands of followers.
因为Tim 以前有跟他学习过，他说这个人是非常非常受欢迎，还有非常多的这个信众。
With beautiful words.
然后讲话非常的美好。
His whole attitude that we have this loving God and we can approach God if we do this yoga and we do this meditation, we can have God in our lives.
所以他就讲说，他用一种很漂亮的说法，就是说如果我们做很好的瑜伽，我们这个静坐的很好的话，我们就会让我们自己升华成为耶稣在世。
Now, in this man's mind, he's dead now, but in his mind, he was not trying to deceive people. He was very sincere about what he was doing.
而这个人已经死了哈，但是他在世的时候，他其实并不是想要欺骗人哦，他其实是非常非常的认真的、敬虔的，想要帮助人。
He's been blinded. He's been blinded by darkness.
但是呢，他却被黑暗蒙住了眼。
And because he's been blinded, he's leading other people, other blind people. And remember, as Jesus said, they all fall into the dirt on the side of the road.
然后，但是呢，因为他像瞎了眼一样， 所以他所有跟随他的人都一起好像瞎了眼一样，就好像耶稣他讲的说，诶，就一群瞎子都走在那个水沟里了。
Okay, let's go on to the next slide here. On Sunday I was talking about this concept of anti-nationalism or globalization, where Satan is trying to centralize power. He wants the power to rule the world.
So this is one of the strategies?
That's right.
Satanic strategy, 好、嗯、然后再来一个呢，撒旦的这种诡计呢，就是他用这个所谓的反政府主义，不，反国家主义，或者是说全球化的主义。
Okay, and it goes back to Genesis chapter 10, where you have these people all around the world, and they're coming together, and because of their unity, they're thinking that they can do great things without God.
就像在创世纪第十章里面讲的，就是说那时候的人就是巴别塔时期，所有的人全部都要合一，要变成整个要集合，全部到了一个地方来。
And God had to destroy that plan. He had to stop them.
然后上帝呢，在那个时候却要阻止这个计划，他不能够让这个大家所谓的合统一这件事情发生。
Before that time, there was never any nations in the world.
在那之前哦，整个世界从来没有过所谓变成一个国家的。
And there was a common language. There was only one language in the world.
而且在那个时候是只有一种语言。
Before that. But God stopped their work. He couldn't have them building that tower. That tower was a symbol of global unity.
而上帝呢，阻止了这些人去把巴别塔盖起来，因为那个巴别塔的建造，它是代表了一个全球合一、统一的状态。
Okay, and so he mixed up their language, so now they can't communicate with this great project.
所以呢，上帝呢，甚至让这些本来只有一种语言、一体语言的这个状态被打破，他为了要阻止他们。变成统一，所以把语言变成了非常多种。
And from that time on, he split these people into nations. He actually creates the nations.
所以呢，从那时候开始呢，上帝就把这些人经由语言的分化，而让这些人都变成了很多的国家，不同的国家。
And he needs to separate these nations because when things are in separate, people are in separate nations, the spread of evil is less. It means that it reduces the spread of evil.
所以因为呢，当大家都分开来，分不能直接沟通，然后又变成不同国家之后呢，它其实是可以让整个邪恶的状态降低的。
And we see that every different nation has its own different cultures.
我们看到不同的国家现在也是一样，都有不同的文化。
And some nations are more evil than others.
有一些国家是比较邪恶哦。胜于其他的国家。
We can see that some nations, not necessarily Christian nations, but we see some nations that have more stability, people are more responsible, for example, and in other nations that people are just evil, I guess.
你会看得到，就是有些国家他们的人民其实是比较负责任的，有负责的态度的。那有些国家的人呢，就是很不负责任，然后很邪恶。
And one other concept we need to look at in the future is the concept of the client nation. And this is where God has a representative nation upon the earth. It's a nation where there's a bigger percentage or a bigger majority of people that are following God's laws according to the Bible.
而在圣经里面有提到呢，就是有国家是属于神的代表人。好，因为他们呢，在那个国度里头有比较多比例的人，他是愿意顺服于神，是按照神的教导行事的。
Now the first client nation in the world was the nation of Israel. That was formed on the 14th of, we say Nisan, which is about March, the 14th of March, 1441 BC.
而第一个这个等于是上帝的使徒国家就是以色列，他是在1441年的大概三月多成立的。
That was the date that the Jews came out of Egypt and they were then established as a client nation under God, a representative nation for God.
那就是当初呢，摩西把以色列人从埃及带出来的那一天，他们建立了这样的一个国家，他们能够代表神的意志。
And since the destruction of Israel, and that was 70 AD, we've had other client nations in the world. in 70 AD, so that's about 40 years after Jesus Christ went to heaven, Israel was destroyed as a nation.
而以色列在这个西元70年的时候呢就被灭绝了。
And after that time, then we see the uprising of Christianity in SPQR, that's the Roman Republic.
然后之后呢罗马帝国呢也把基督教变成是他们的国教。
So the Roman Empire became like the next client nation.
所以罗马帝国变成了第二个神的代理国。
And then through history over the next couple of thousand years, we see Christianity was very strong through Europe.
然后呢就接下来你就看到整个基督教世界在整个欧洲是非常强大的。
And in more recent times, it was like England was a client nation through about the 17th and 18th centuries.
然后到了17、18世纪的时候呢英国就变成了神的代理国。
And then we have the United States of America. So that's really starting 1776 up until the current time where the United States has been like a representative or a client nation unto God.
然后从1776年美国建国以后呢美国一直都是成为神的代理国。
And there's four main things that a client nation does. Four main roles or responsibilities.
那有四件事呢我们可以看出来神的代理国都会做到的他们会有负的责任。
The government is also responsible to help this. The government provides a freedom where the churches can operate.
第一个呢就是他们的政府那个国家的政府是提供了这些教会建立的自由。
Okay, so there's a lot of freedom, religious freedom in those countries.
所以那些国家一定是有所谓宗教自由的。
The United States has always been about religious freedom, and it doesn't matter what religion you are, but you have freedom to worship.
所以在美国一直都是在宗教自由上面是非常明确的。
Okay, and under that environment, the churches have flourished. The churches have been very productive.
所以在这样的一个自由宗教自由的环境中呢，美国它的所有的教会的建立是非常非常丰盛的。
Okay, and remember the what we call the Ivy League universities, places like Yale and Harvard and what are the other big ones?
Columbia,
yeah. But those really big ones, they initially began as seminaries to teach about Christianity. They were established by Christians.
而像那些在美国所谓的常春藤的大学，他们其实一开始的时候都是等于是神学院。开始的，他们是为了教导圣经才存在的。
Okay, now that's changed now, of course.
当然，现在已经不再是一个以神学院为代表型的学校。
Okay. But in the United States, there's a lot of churches around.
在美国，你可以看到到处都是教会。
A lot of evangelism.
非常多的传教的。
You drive along the freeways, and there's billboards, John 3:16, and Bible verses all the way through the country.
你如果在这个高速公路上开车的话，你一路上可能都会看到很多圣经的一些经文在那个大型的广告看板上。
Okay, and it's very rare to see in any other country in the world, actually.
你在其他任何世界的其他国家，你很难看得到。
Okay, another responsibility or something that a client nation does is it sends out missionaries to other nations.
第二个神的代理国的这个情况就是他们会送出非常多的传教士到其他国家。
And so America has been responsible for doing that for the last 200, maybe 300 years even.
那美国在过去两三百年来都一直在做这样的事。
We're talking about good quality missionaries. A lot of missionaries are just bad quality. I don't know what they're doing it for.
但是而且我们讲的这边讲的是那些非常优秀的这些传教士。
Okay, and the other thing that a client nation does is it protects Israel or protects the Jewish people. It provides a safe haven for them.
还有就是第三件事情就是这些神的代理国他们都会试图要去保护以色列。
And the United States has always been very welcoming for the Jewish people to come to their country.
那美国呢也一直都非常欢迎那些犹太人来到美国。
And providing support for the country of Israel.
而且他们都提供非常强大的支援给以色列这个国家。
And because of that, America has been very blessed.
而因为这样美国呢也受到非常大的祝福。
But see, with this client nation concept, it means that God is protecting the truth in the world.
这个神的代理国的意义是什么？是靠这样的神的代理国来 保护真理。
A lot of people, they see, oh, America is very prosperous. We want to go to America. And you have these people from different cultures and different religions. And if they were all, and in fact they do, you know, America's changed a lot. If they all went to America and then they could practice their beliefs, America, it is now actually losing its influence as a Christian nation.
但是呢，因为美国，像美国这种状况啊，它非常非常的丰盛。好，所以很多其他地方的人带着他们不同的宗教的信仰也都到了美国，所以在美国呢，它的整体的基督教的影响力是越来越少。
And this is because of the liberals in the government there. They're saying, "Oh, let everybody come in."
但是这是一个所谓自由派国家的一个概念，就是啊，大家都来没关系。
Yeah, there's places now in America, especially around Michigan, I guess. There's whole places in these cities in Chicago, big Muslim enclaves, and they have their own Muslim law, their Sharia law, which goes against the U.S. Constitution. But these people have been allowed to live there.
所以在像密西根哦，那个芝加哥那一带，就发生了有太多的穆斯林的人在那边居住，所以他们就用了他们自己的一些律法，然后那些律法基本上是根本跟美国的宪法是相矛盾的。
It's like a hole in the ship, and now the water is leaking in, and the ship will sink.
这就好像一条大船有一个洞，那个洞就一直让这个水。都流进去了。
These people don't abide by the real American values, for example, of freedom.
所以这些造成了一些人呢，他们都不太在遵守所谓美国他们的价值观。
Under the U.S. Constitution, you know, the U.S. Constitution says you need to respect your government and your nation. But Muslims, under their Quran, the Muslims' greatest respect, obviously, is for Allah.
像美国的宪法就讲说你必须要遵从你的政府，但是呢像那个穆斯林的那些人在密西根的人，他们是最高的指导原则是在阿拉的律法下。
And something that happened is a big problem in the west of China. Obviously, you know, they're trying to control the Muslims there because Muslims, they have their own rules. They don't really respect the government at all.
所以在中国也有同样的问题，他们在中国的西边，大陆的西边是也有很多的穆斯林。那他们的这个应该说习惯或律法是跟在中国的法律是不相合的。
Could you imagine if there were no national borders and that these Muslims, like in Europe, actually Europe has gone to pieces because they let the Muslims come in and it's like there's no borders, right? And now the whole of Europe, there's a huge Muslim population and their numbers increase very quickly.
如果我们来假想都没有所谓的国界的分别，那这些穆斯林在像欧洲一样，他们不是变成欧盟了吗？他们其实到处散布的都是穆斯林，而且他们的人口的增长率是非常快的。
Okay, so you can see why Satan, he does not like national borders, and he does everything he can to bring down those borders so that evil can spread very easily around the world.
所以你就可以看出来为什么撒旦非常不喜欢所谓的国界。如果没有国界的话，他可以很快速的就把他的势力放大。
He wants to centralize power. Remember, it's Satan's goal to become the ruler. He is the ruler of the world, but he wants to manifest. He wants to get that control over the world. And the way he does it is by destroying national borders.
而撒旦的目的呢，就是希望能够掌控全球。那要让他能够快速的掌控全球的最佳方法，就是让这些国界消失。
Okay, I'll have to talk more about this on Sunday because we've run out of time.
我们礼拜天要继续讲这些，再更清楚的往后下讲，
okay,
因为我们时间已经到了。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us now.
感谢天父给我们的时间。
And thanks for your word in order that we can know the truth and not be deceived by the lies of Satan.
感谢你给我们的话语，让我们能够知道真理，而不再被撒旦的谎言所欺骗。
And we give thanks that the Holy Spirit can help us understand these things.
也感谢圣灵能够教导我们，让我们真正的理解这些事情。
In order that we can make it a part of our spiritual life and therefore worship you.
而让我们能够有更好的属灵生活，而能够敬拜你。
And we give thanks that you've revealed yourself to us as the one true God.
也感谢你让我们理解你是唯一的真神。
And that you provide so faithfully for us on a day-by-day basis.
好，感谢你呢，也每天提供我们所需。
And we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you all again hopefully on Sunday.
希望礼拜天再见到大家。